tremendous. We'll also talk about Africa. There's a researcher at the University of Rochester, John Tarduno, who's published a paper in the journal Science this week. And what he and his colleagues have done is to wind back the first or earliest evidence for the Earth's magnetic field existing by a good 250 million years. So scientists don't exactly know when the Earth first came by its magnetic field. Sometime at the moment, around about 3.3, 3.2 billion years ago, we know there's evidence for the magnetic field being there. This is the evidence that it's there from 3.5 billion years ago. What they did was to scour South Africa for some very old rock samples, some quartz, and what they then did was to put those grains of quartz into a very sensitive magnetic device called a SQUID, which is a superconducting quantum interference device. That's why they called it a SQUID. And this is capable of measuring very, very sensitive changes in magnetic fields. And when a rock is forming, when it's molten, any particles that are magnetically active in the rock, when they can move around in the molten rock, will line themselves up with the Earth's magnetic field, if it exists at the time. And then when the rock cools, they're locked into position. So if you put those rock samples into one of these devices that can read these magnetic signals, and you then heat the rock up, as its magnetic fingerprint, if you like, flicks back into line with the magnetic field in the device, you can register how much it's changed and therefore what was written into it in the first place. And that's how we can work out that these rock samples that were 3.5 billion years old had a signature of the early Earth's magnetic field written into them. The interesting thing, though, it was only about 50 to 70% as strong as it is now. The consequences of that would be that the northern and southern lights, the aurora that we see, would have been a lot bigger and a lot more intense. Some people are saying they would have been visible even as far south as where London and New York are now, and that would have probably been the same in the southern hemisphere. But the other point is that the Earth would have taken much more of a battering from the solar wind, because although the sun was younger then, it was ejecting enormous amounts of charged particles in this solar wind, and so the Earth probably had a lot of its lighter molecules and a lot of its water stripped away by this intense battering, coupled with a reduction in the magnetic field. But the really interesting thing is that we know life got started on Earth also around the same time as these researchers have found this magnetic field being in existence. And we know the magnetic field is critical to protect the Earth from being totally basted by solar radiation. And therefore, this kind of fits with when we saw life appear, and therefore this is the first evidence for the Earth's magnetic field, probably the key thing that we had that catalysed the existence of life on Earth to start with.
Brilliant. So they had something, well, they didn't have any factor 50 then, which is what I have to use.
No, they didn't. But indeed, you didn't have that to rely on, but you did have a magnetic field.